spooky episode of Not Another Freaking Podcast. Here are your ghoulish hosts.
Thanks, Vampire Norm. Hey, y'all, it's me, Will Diamond. And I'm here with my lovable curmudgeons. We got Jake. Say something witty, Jake.
I wasn't aware Halloween fell in April, but all right, let's go.
That wasn't very witty. We got the Clash at Carpet City promoter. Thank you, Sutton.
You're welcome, Will.
And we've got newly Octodad, Yadie.
I'm just so tired.
That doesn't work. Penny is clearly one person.
Penny is clearly one person. Oh my god, if she was eight, I would die. I would have already killed myself.
No, the babies would have done it first.
Hey.
And we're back at you with another non... I don't know where I was going that with that. Another freaking podcast.
Thank you.
Y'all, I have a very important announcement to make.
What's that?
That I know our listeners have been waiting for. I finally unlocked Lady Gaga on Fortnite.
That he did. I was there. I was there for the whole thing. And the excitement was pretty ravishing. Rick Rude.
I don't think that adjective works, buddy.
My life feels so much more complete now. And then tomorrow, another festival battle pass starts. Who the fuck else could they possibly put in this game after Lady Gaga?
Cher.
I'm not going to lie. Mark that would Hoppus. Actually be pretty hard.
Oh, I like Mark Hoppus. I like that.
Mark Hoppus.
I fucking hope not.
Is he just going to go on about aliens for real the whole time?
Do you really want to play as Blink-182 in Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
We knew you did.
Hey, everybody. It is I, the host of the Secret Smirk Show with his lovely house band, the Not Another Freaking Wrestling Podcast, Richard Jenkins. How are you boys doing today?
No, we're not doing wrestling. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm sorry. The last two episodes, I think, were entirely wrestling.
It was Wrestle Christmas.
Yeah,
it was Wrestle Christmas. It was different circumstances.
Sure, it's funny how there's always an excuse to bring up wrestling. What are you monkeys talking about today?
Lady Gaga, apparently.
Oh, in Fortnite?
And Mark Hoppus.
Not in Fortnite.
And big a mark for Blink-182 JD is.
Yeah, no, the next... musician, and it's gonna definitely be Jamiroquai.
Man,
did you say Urkel?
I want Jamiroquai so fucking bad. Have they put any Jamiroquai songs in the game yet?
No, that's gonna be the big reveal. It's all Jamiroquai this coming up festival.
I definitely heard Jaleel White and thought Urkel was gonna be in the game.
I want them to make a tune. I want them to make a Peely skin with Jamiroquai's big old hat.
Ooh.
But his walk cycle's all weird, so like he has to walk up walls and shit.
No, that's the emote. That's his built-in emote.
No, okay.
You would know if you would fucking play Fortnite with your friends.
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah, Jake, play with your friends. Stop being too cool for school. Dork.
I literally have no dog in this race anymore because I think I've only played with Tyler and Richard Jenkins lately.
That's true. But you have an excuse. You're only doing it because you are an Octodad, from what I hear.
Octodad. That's apparently the trend now.
Yeah. I don't mean that you have eight children. I mean, it's like that game where you're secretly an octopus and no one's figured it out yet.
Yes.
God damn it. Now I got to keep this trench coat on all the time.
Spoilers, JD's actually four people inside of one trench coat.
I legitimately thought that.
Vincent
that
adult
something
man.
Did feel really off during that dog collar match.
Yeah. I only found out because I accidentally walked in on him in the dressing room. Like,
oh.
I always try to find a secret corner, but Jake found my secret corner.
Well, to be fair, there's not very many corners in that locker.
Yeah, the locker room itself is just a corner.
A corner.
So your secret corner is everyone's corner.
Speaking of Vincent Adult Man, I just have to say something real quick because Tyler wrestled Vincent Adult Man just a few weeks ago. I have to know, is he really four kids stacked up in a trench coat?
I'm sorry.
AMJ.
Vincent Adult Man.
You know, I didn't,
I'm convinced that he's just four kids in a trench coat. Based on his
baby wrestling last night, and I can confirm that he is four men in a trench coat.
That's what I thought. I knew I was right about this.
But are all four men Ricky Morton?
No, that kid's way too nice. That kid is way too nice.
Just wait, he's still young. He'll get bitter.
Wrestling changes people.
Well, it kind of does.
It made me the lovable prick I am today.
Did you say lovable?
Yes.
Not the word I would have used.
Coming from you, I'll take that as a comp.
Made me have an ibuprofen addiction.
Jake, what is it going to take for us to get you to play 5 games of Fortnite with us?
$100.
It's not.
$100.
It's literally a free game.
Tell us right now as we are live in front of 30,000 fans in the State Farm Arena. Tell everyone what it's going to take.
Like, it's literally a free game, and all you have to do is play with your friends. Like, that's it. Like, that's all there is to it. We're not asking you to spend any money, just time with us.
I'm asking you to spend all your money. On me.
I'll buy you emotes.
The pure joy of having some random flaming girl that Tyler was, Lady Gaga, while I have Nibbler on my back from Futurama and my pickaxe is a hammer Morty.
There's also quite a bit of joy from Richard Jenkins and I alternating between water and fire as we kill someone from across the map.
That was true.
Firebending is so annoying.
You got to be like real precise with that stuff on firebending. Water is like incredibly easy and effective.
I mean, I'm JD, so
I still haven't gotten earthbending.
Shane and I sandwiched someone with earthbending. That was awesome.
I was there for that one too. See, Jake, you would know if you were there. You would. These are the good things that you see when you play Fortnite with us.
Like you said, it's a baby game for babies.
It's a game for babies.
Literally,
yes.
All of your adult friends play this,
which is very confusing.
What if they add
not
Lemmy?
A baby game.
It is a baby game for babies.
What you if they added play? Lemmy?
What?
Would you play it if they added Lemmy?
No.
Would you play it in a tree? Would you play it while you pee?
No.
Where's Katie at? I'm going to get her to play.
She won't play it.
Yeah, she will.
Do you play it on a train or a plane?
Will you play it with a goat? That's it.
You don't have the PhD to be making these rhymes, JD.
Would you play it in a box or without socks?
You don't have to play it with Cameron Cox.
Funny that dude. It's really funny that you made that dude a punchline when he himself is usually the joke.
Moving along,
we're gonna have to cut that, aren't we?
Probably.
I'm not cutting anything anymore.
That's all right. He'll be okay.
That's fine. I'll go ahead and say it. Stop stealing my shit, Cameron Cox. You unoriginal piece of shit.
Moving along.
Just saying.
I heard that there was a baseball that got stolen by someone.
Oh, you're talking about the situation with Shohei Ohtani and his translator, Ipe. What's his last name, Tyler?
I'm only calling him Ipe, the still Shohei's Money.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fantastic nickname you just came up with there.
It's all in
the thought of that on the fly.
Also, 15 points for
you.
You
definitely thought of that on the fly.
Stealing from me to stealing from someone else. That's good. It's good. I appreciate that.
So, why did he steal Shohei Ohtani's baseball?
That's what I heard.
That's what I saw.
No, he stole his fucking money and pissed it away gambling on like online sports books, which is a whole other thing. Fucking, the whole other fucking problem. Like,
it was like $65 million in total, wasn't it?
Something like that. It's fucking ridiculous. Yep. Like, how do you not notice someone take that kind of money from you?
Another
part. Because you're letting them do it.
Could you imagine, though, being in another fucking...
Look, my conspiracy is if you're that rich and someone's taking that much money from you, you're in on it.
You think so?
You're in on it.
I feel like... What happened to back in the day when all the players would always carry their baseball on them?
I don't think that was ever...
That's also a fair question.
Unless you're on the field, I don't think that was ever...
I think that baseball players get way too much money, and then that when you have all that ridiculous money, that really, how are you going to notice that you have $10 million instead of $15 million? Like, that's all just a whole bunch of zeros that don't even matter anymore.
They get paid?
Yes.
Stupid amounts of money.
Yeah, they're better than wrestlers.
That is fair, because baseball players... They don't have a salary cap. And I think just below them are soccer players. They make a lot of money, but I don't even think it's even that close to as much money.
Which also, like, how the fuck do they not have a salary cap?
Does it go like NBA money, NFL money, baseball money, soccer money?
Baseball money is the top.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Because
y'all are doing the least.
All the big four sports in America. The big four sports in America all have a salary cap except for baseball.
That is nuts. The sport that is, like, out of the big four requires the least effort gets paid the most. That's crazy.
$70 to go to a ball game.
That should have been solved when the strikeout, when the lockout happened in, what, 94. That was the time when they should have done it, and they didn't.
No, that was a point of contention for the entire strike, was they were wanting to put a fucking salary cap on it, and the fucking players' union said absolutely fucking not.
That's what I'm
about
saying.
Bowling?
That was a time to do it, and the players were like, nah.
See, and the lack of salary cap is what makes baseball boring to me, because the same couple of teams are always on top.
That's why the Yankees won so many years. When was the last time somebody repeated as World Series champions, like back-to-back years?
Last year.
You had that run in the NFL where it was the fucking Patriots every fucking year.
Well, the Patriots had Tom Brady, who only had sponsorship money that he lived off of for the most part. I'm going to be real about that.
He had that Inspector Gadget surgery.
Yeah.
Also, fuck Tom Brady.
He could shoot deflated footballs out of his arm.
He'd shoot toothpaste in the other player's eyes.
There's no rules against that.
Pocket sand. He uses freedom powder on him.
Cocaine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's freedom that powder.
But I think it had
pocket sand.
Like, the reason they can't have a salary cap is some fucking court ruling from back in the 20s or some shit. Like, baseball's exempt from antitrust laws for some reason.
What?
You can look that up. That is a real ass thing. That's why they had a federal judge as the commissioner for a million years.
But so is the NFL, too, and every other sports league. They don't give a shit about it.
Well, the NFL's a nonprofit.
Yeah. It's true. They claim to be a nonprofit. That's like,
oh, I know.
Yeah, they're putting on the Super Bowl for the kids.
Yeah.
That's like the NHL. They're their budget for teams is incredibly low. Like, their entire budget alone is like what pays for like a guy in the second or third rotation's salary in a year, which is.
To be fair, no one's watching the NHL anymore.
Yeah, I haven't watched in a few years.
Our household is big hockey fans, thanks to my daughter. I mean, I've always liked the NHL, but when my daughter kind of picked up being a Devils fan, which is blows my mind.
Oh, you should probably get her to the Red
Wings. That's right.
Yeah, her team's out in the playoffs. Jennifer's it.
So your daughter's a devil worshiper now?
I'm sorry?
Your daughter's a devil worshiper now?
Sure.
Yeah. Devils are the best team in the NHL, so there's that.
No, they're not in the playoffs, so try again.
Back in Doesn't my matter. Day, Still it the was the Predators because I live in that state, so they're the best team.
Nashville is pretty good. They're a pretty good team.
So literally, the only time anyone in Tennessee gives a shit about the Predators is when they're good. Which is
their following is surprisingly great.
No, they actually sell out this better game.
Yeah, like when we went to go see the Devils play in February in Nashville, I mean, that place was packed. It was almost a sellout.
But they're good, and they have been for a minute. But when they're not good, no one gives a shit.
Fair weather fans.
Yeah. That's the state of Tennessee for you.
No, the state of Tennessee has no abortion laws.
Oh, my dear God.
You know what else is the state of Tennessee? That Fallout TV series.
Yo, I finally finished that. I finished it the other day. It was. Hold on. I never played the game. I didn't play the games enough to really care, but the fucking show is great, and I love Walton Goggins once again. He has my heart.
We're going to have a full episode review for that once we have Shane, and we'll bring Katie
on board. Katie is prepared. Katie has done her homework.
And we'll try to make sure that Richard Jenkins is busy so he won't be there.
I'm going to be there.
Oh, God. We'll finish the episode.
What if you didn't?
Too bad. I've played the games. I have a Fallout backpack.
What if you got eaten by Canadian bears?
Why don't they have to be Canadian?
Canada gooses.
And then after you get eaten by the Canadian bears, you get fired. And then you start yelling at your boss for firing you for getting eaten by bears.
Because it's an OSHA violation.
And then your boss is just like, LOL, get good.
Scrub.
That is on me. I should have known better. I mean, I'm not even in Canada.
Will, I'm gonna need you to explain your joke though. How is Fallout like the state of Tennessee?
So there's a part in the first episode where there's there's a guy in giant lumbering armor that walks into a cave and then gets attacked by a giant bear, and that is like a near daily occurrence in Tennessee. And then there's the part where the person wakes up and tries to put on their shoes, but oh, there's a razor in your shoes that just destroyed your Achilles. That also happens a lot in Tennessee.
Does it?
And also there's the cousin loving storyline in the first episode too. That definitely is Tennessee.
No, that can't be Tennessee. I don't even remember that. They didn't pass that law.
That's a Georgia thing.
No, that was a Tennessee thing, sir.
That would happen to the state to our rot.
No, they was literally trying to pass a law to make it okay to marry your first cousins in Tennessee. This is very recent.
I remember hearing about that, actually.
And it barely got shut down.
Because you can't have the government telling you what to do.
It just reminded me of that fucking The Simpsons episode where they're talking about like that was the main point of contention between Springfield and Shelbyville was the fucking Springfield people wouldn't let you marry your cousins, but Shelbyville would. And that's
such an awkward, like, the state of Tennessee has so much work they need to do. They were focusing on marrying your first cousin.
Hey, but to be fair,
that's what they were putting the focus on.
But that would give...
Yeah, let's ignore the fact that the fucking 75-24 split has been under construction for a goddamn decade, but we're worried about marrying Cousins over here.
I mean, in their defense, have you seen the cousins of some of those legislators? They're pretty hot, so...
But were they cousins?
Do you have a cousin that's in state legislature?
I'm not
Jake
from...
Jake has several.
No, I'm saying that the state legislators, their cousins are super hot. And so, like, I get why they're trying to get it.
And their cousin is Jake.
I'm not related to anyone in the state legislature of Tennessee. I do not live there, and I am not from the Southeast.
That's crazy. I've heard so many of the opposite things from your family back when I first started training you.
Mm. They live in California. That's magical, William. That's good job.
But I feel like the cousin thing in Tennessee would give more episodes for Steve Wilkos. I don't know why, but
I feel like the state of Alabama is sitting back there going, finally someone's gonna be making jokes about someone but us.
Oh no, Alabama's still awful. I work there. The number of Let's Go Brandon stickers I see on the same white pickup trucks in the parking lot, it's ridiculous.
Are they all white pickup trucks?
I don't know what the deal is. Like, next time y'all are out and about, keep track of how many white pickup trucks y'all see. It is grossly overrepresented. I'm not sure why. I guess, you know, even for their cars, they don't like them colored, so.
I knew where he was going with that.
God damn.
I saw it coming. I couldn't stop it.
One good thing did happen in Tennessee this week, though. The VW unionized. So that's pretty fucking dope.
They finally did it. My God. No wonder that Volkswagen never
got. And now you got everybody like going doom and gloom saying, well, that VW plant will be in Mexico in a year. And it's like, you know, the VW plant in Mexico is unionized, right?
It is. My current boss at my job worked for VW in Mexico and then worked at this one. So before he joined my company. So, you know, it's all union. So they're advanced.
They're going to take the VW plant here and they're going to take it to Mexico.
Yeah, they're just going to pick the whole building up, put it on a truck and take it down there.
That is going to cause so much fucking traffic.
Speaking of union, there's an umpire named Angel Hernandez. He's blonder than Richard Jenkins, even if you give him like a bigger set of glasses. So,
what?
No.
What?
So, no, listen.
That analogy did not work at all.
Bear in mind, I'm not exactly focused, if you get what I'm saying right now. So
he's got the biggest brain, guys.
Oh yeah, it's big brain time. You gotta pick up the pace a little bit there, Tyler. Though you fucking running on goddamn Internet Explorer. We talked about baseball like three subjects ago.
Well, I wanted to bring that back up for a minute because I feel like Angel Hernandez and his subpar.
And you said he's an empire.
Umpire.
Hey, what's your guys' favorite cartoon?
That was like 3 weeks ago, bud.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were just bringing up old shit again. That's what Tyler was doing.
My God, it's spreading. God damn it, Jenkins downloaded Internet Explorer too.
Hey, it's an update.
Nah, if it was Internet Explorer, we'd be talking about the our territory wars.
Yeah, I think Richard Jenkins is...
Hear about the raid on Area 51? We should go to that.
Joke's on y'all. I'd use Edge now.
Your Edge is nasty.
Say you're edging?
That's a step away from gooning.
But I'm not surprised if it's true.
I don't even know what topic we're on anymore. We're just spitballing.
We're talking about gooning. Gooning and edging, like.
Oh Lord.
I hate to admit this, but I actually have no idea what gooning is, other than I saw some dude's sweaty ass bed with like an imprint of him on it. And I was afraid to ask any more questions after I saw that.
Like in person?
No, it was on Reddit.
Oh, well, there was your first problem.
That's Reddit's where I spend most of my time. Dude. I'm not going to get off of Reddit. Reddit's the only thing that brings me joy nowadays.
Reddit is the only good social media. Reddit is the only good social media now.
That is so fucking incorrect because TikTok has the mulch dog.
TikTok might get banned, though.
The mulch dog will find a way to survive.
Wait a minute.
He reminds everyone to eat your daily Red 40. And mulch. Because mulch is so good for you.
Does it Red 40 give you fucking can't? No, that's Yellow 5. Never mind.
Hey, I thought it was Soylent Green.
Jake, did you know
that's people?
So, the Delta emulator is what's been bringing me the most joy recently. I don't know how many of y'all have iPhones, but you can now download the app and then super easily install ROMs onto your iPhone. I know I sent two to Will Diamond this morning, Secret of Evermore, and then a silly N64 game that I love called Revolt, which is an RC car racing game. And then I downloaded a bunch of Ghostbuster games. You do? No one else remembers Revolt.
Yeah.
So Delta Emulator is not a plane flying scenario where the plane just falls out of the sky, right?
No, okay.
I was waiting on that to go somewhere else.
No, this is an emulator, Yady. It's you play video games on it. I've been playing I've been playing a fuckload of the Pokemon trading card game on the Delta. It's been really blowing my doors off.
Or you could hear me out. Play the actual trading card game.
With who?
Right.
The people you're playing it online with.
No, I'm not playing it online. I'm playing a fucking Game Boy Color ROM, you dork.
Yeah, ROMs you don't have to play online with.
You can't play online on a Game Boy Color.
I don't remember which emulator it was, but the only experience I had with emulators was when I was in Afghanistan, and I downloaded one to play Sonic 2, and that was the only time I ever beat the game was on an emulator, because I could save my progress after each hitting the metal Robotnik at the end, and then restart from there, because you get no rings in that level. No rings! Which doesn't let you become Super Sonic or anything, and I was so pissed as a kid, because I could never beat that fucking level, and I finally did it as an adult. It made me so happy, even though I cheated to do it.
No, that's how I beat Earthworm Jim was from an emulator.
Same.
But that game is fucking hard.
Fucking old game.
Earthworm Jim is fucking ridiculous.
Do you guys remember,
Aladdin for the Sega Genesis?
Aladdin? I beat the shit out of that game several times.
Aladdin was so fucking difficult.
They re-released it.
Lion King was
good.
Lion King on the Switch.
Dope.
Lion King was way harder.
Yeah, it's much harder.
Yeah, Lion King's janky.
I beat Aladdin several times, but fucking Lion King, fuck off.
Hey, Aladdin, man, that was so hard for me.
Aladdin was made by Capcom.
I finally figured out how to get the DS game to work on Delta, because you have to download like these weird BIOS things for it. I don't know, but I finally found somewhere for it, and my life is... I've got Lady Gaga, and I've got Cooking Mama 2.
Or you have
yo, Cooking Mama.
I'm thriving.
So I've got a question: is there any way you could get a emulator for like a PlayStation 2 on that?
No. Dream smaller, Tyler.
I tried downloading PlayStation 1 games. I tried downloading Tale Concerto and Nightmare Creatures, and they didn't work.
No, it only supports. it only supports like Game Boy Advance, DS, okay. NES, Super Nintendo, and N64.
Well, I could play Chrono Trigger.
The description says that, like, and more, so I'm assuming they're probably going to add, like, Game Gear and Genesis and Atari.
Genesis works.
Genesis works?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, Genesis does, but Nintendo don't.
I currently have, I have N64, Super NES, NES, Game Boy Color. I thought I had a Genesis game download. Oh, no, I was looking for one. So long as it comes through as a zip file, you'll be fine.
But can it play?
Because the emulator itself has to be built to run it.
But can it play Super Guitaru Man?
Can it play what?
Super Guitaru Man.
It's got a dope soundtrack.
What is that on?
I don't remember. But Dreamcast? I showed you that game, remember, Will, when we were...
Oh, that's like PlayStation.
Was it?
I think so. That was like a PS1 game, I think.
It was a rhythm game. It was fun as shit. Super Guitaru Man. I'd
like to play DDR on that.
No, Tyler and DDR.
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Yo, I heard y'all talking and Shane questioning his DDR skills, but I still have to find that video because there's a video out there of Tyler and I fucking up some DDR at the arcade after a wrestling show one night. And everyone around us just being like, oh my God.
Yeah, good times.
The Undertaker is rolling in his grave.
Is he?
I've seen Tyler fucking tear up DDR in person. I would love to see the two of you tear up DDR in person together.
My knees won't let me tear up anything in person anymore.
Well, his knees will.
Well, that's not true. They let you tear up your knees.
There you go.
That's fair.
Yeah, Jamie, Tyler, come on down here so we can watch you fuck up your knees. Well, we don't have Shane. So as the next wisest person, I have some impeccable life advice for you.
Okay.
Well, this should be good.
Whenever you're in a bind, do whatever Richard Jenkins suggests.
It's true. I'm a sage.
Oh, goodness.
Woo, we have gone places today, gentlemen.
We go to
all the places we've gone to some of them.
Well, Octodad, what do they need to do?
Bring me sleep, for the love of God, bring me sleep.